You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
Naperville Alarm Company is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Serving Naperville families and businesses for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapervilleAlarm.com customize the security system your needs. System monitoring starting at just $19 per month, people. $19. Dolly McCarthy Show listeners will receive 20% off installation. Visit NapervilleAlarm.com to receive your discount. Innovative Orthodontic Centers, enhancing smiles for life. Check out orthocenters.org, and your first consultation is free. Tell them Dolly sent you. Bocconi's, locations in North and South Naperville, the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They are a small business that is family-owned and operated. Gotta love family-owned and operated Italian restaurants. Those are the most authentic. Check out Bocconi's at their north side of Naperville location. They have the adorable Bradle Room in there, named after our beloved Mayor Bradle of Naperville. And yes, he is the hottest mayor, voted the hottest mayor of the Chicagoland area. And they have a room named after him at Bocconi's. They also have a south side location. Give them a call at 630-717-9530. www.bocconi's.com. That's www.bocconi's.com. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org. And check out this weekend on Saturday, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, they're going to have the Naper Light, the beautiful display of lights all around the grounds of Naper Settlement. Great holiday thing to do with the kids. And it's free, the best part. Sullivan's Steakhouse, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Sullivan's offers guests a unique Naperville steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing our guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out sullivansteak.com. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GET-LIMO.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Arthur Murray Dance. They have locations in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com or give them a call for first free lesson, 630-355-6240. Hope Family Dental, home of the one visit smile. In just one visit, you get a full set of teeth or simple crowns. Dr. Hope used 3D CAD-CAM technology to make crowns in one visit. Mention the show for special pricing. Dr. Hope offers crowns for as low as $7.99 for a permanent, long-lasting, beautiful crown. Hope Family Dental is located in the heart of downtown Naperville. Check out PopeFamilyDental.com or give them a call at 630-961-5851. The Naperville Trolley and Tours is another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Check out their four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, Christmas light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Give them a call and book your next ride. 630-420-2223 or check out NapervilleTrolley.com. Divine Beauty Lux Spa, they are your sunless tanning professionals with answers to all of your sunless questions. Check out DivineBeautyLuxSpa.com. And finally, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show is the Naperville Park District. They provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life for our community.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Oh, gosh, one more day and I get to see my nephew, Jakey. It's Dolly here. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. Oh, yeah. I try to to fake it and act like I'm recording on Thanksgiving Day, but I'm not. I'm recording this show early. Usually we are live on Thursdays, but I'm recording this show. So if you're listening to it now, you're listening to a recording. Sorry about that, but I thought I'd take the day off for Thanksgiving with my family. So we recorded the show today. Not to confuse everybody, you'll be listening on Thanksgiving and beyond, but it's Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, and I'm so excited the holidays are here. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. If you're listening, you're probably listening on Thanksgiving or days after Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Gee, am I confusing everybody? Anyway, it's holiday 2014. It's here. The holidays are here, and I couldn't be more happier. I want to give thanks to, on this occasion, I want to give thanks to all of my listeners and followers and people that have supported me, I should say my entire life. Oh, you like me. You really like me. Don't I sound like one of those actresses that just won an Emmy? But no, really seriously, thanks to everybody, especially those listeners out there who have supported the show for almost 2 years. You know, March is going to be 2 years for the show. I can't believe it. Every week I think, oh my goodness, how can we top the following week? And, we continue to have people that want to be on the show, and I'm so grateful, and amazing guests. Today I'm really excited about my guests. I'm even excited about next week's guests, too, already. I just got the phone with, I'm going to plug next week, Silky D from the 85 Bears. He'll be on next week, so tune in for that. But today we have great guests. We have Veronica Porter from Ask Aunt V, who's going to give us some Thanksgiving tips. So if you're based in the turkey right now, Veronica's back. We're going to talk about turkey and some other things that she's got cooking. John Conover is going to be on the show. Who's John Conover? A lot of people know this guy. He is a talented musician, artist, singer, songwriter, and he's exploding in the Chicagoland area and beyond. He's back and forth between Chicago and Nashville. We're thrilled to have him on the show as well. And last but not least, Jody Bender from Loaves and Fishes Community Food Pantry. How I propose. It's Thanksgiving, and who gave away the most turkeys in the world? Probably those food pantries out there like Loaves and Fishes gave out hundreds, of, if not thousands, of turkeys to needy families. And we'll talk to her. We've got they've got some really exciting fundraising going on. And we'll talk about that. And she's going to talk about Giving Tuesday, which is next week, Tuesday, December 2nd. And she'll tell us all about it if you've never heard of Giving Tuesday, which I never heard of. So she's going to enlighten me and a lot of people out there. I wonder if this thing's been going on for 20 years and I'm living under a rock here. But I'm going to enlighten all of you with that. So great show coming up today. Thanks for tuning in. I am... She's just tuning in now. I am the host of this show, Dolly McCarthy. This show airs live every Thursday morning, except this week. We're recording early from 9:30 until 10:30, and you can catch it on Blog Talk Radio, Slam Internet Radio, Chewyville Radio, 89.9 FM in Chicago, and soon to be on WCKG AM 1530 in Chicago as well. Thrilled to have that. You know what? Thank you again for everything. This is a Thanksgiving show, and so I want to first and foremost thank my children for putting up with me. Do I sound like I'm getting an Academy Award here? I want to thank my children. I want to thank the Academy. I want to thank my family. My son is off at college. I'm just so thankful today. This is just a great time to reflect on your life, and you know. There's a lot of bad, but there's so much more good. It's just all the way you look at it. So count your blessings and be thankful for the goodness in your life. I have some good news to share, too, and I can do that because you guys are my friends, my listeners tune in every week. You care about me. I care about you, and I want to hear the good things happening in your life as well. But I start this Friday night. I'll be on WGN Radio doing traffic. I'm really thankful for that gig. Who would have thought I'd be back on the Chicago airwaves in a big way, making a big splash Friday night on WGN Radio. I'm so thrilled. You know, I grew up listening to WGN Radio. Doug Collins, I mean, my family, we watch WGN TV. I love WGN. This show is not brought to you by WGN. Let me just clarify that. But I do a little gig on the side. So tune in while you're driving to and from shopping malls and stores to get the hottest toy this season. What is the hottest toy, I wonder, for kids this season? Anybody know? But you can tune in to 7:20 a.m. and listen to me do your traffic reports. I'm really excited about that. It's my first gig, and more to come. I'll keep you posted, but I just have to say how grateful and thankful I am for that. That's going to be really exciting. So like I said, let me know what you're thankful for. Post it on my Facebook and Twitter. If you're not one of those that likes to be out there, send me a private message. I'd love to hear from you, as always. And again, let me point out, if you have a story idea, if you have a business that wants to be featured on this show, if you're doing good things in the community, a non-for-profit, if you know of somebody who's doing good things, that's what the show is all about, good things, please get in touch with me, as many of you always do. But I'm always looking for more ideas for this show, and we've got quite a few coming up in the next couple of weeks, some pretty exciting shows and exciting guests. I'm so excited about it. But I still want to hear from you, my listeners, what's important to you. So thank you all again for listening to the show, and I will get down from the high horse, and we got to talk to Aunt B. Aunt B's on hold waiting here. Let me get her on the line. Hello, Aunt B.
Hi there. How are
what's
you doing?
What's for dinner tonight? Thanksgiving Eve. What could you possibly be feeding your children on Thanksgiving Eve? Is it a quick pizza while you're preparing the big bird for the next day?
Actually, my sister, my wonderful sister and brother-in-law usually have Thanksgiving, and so I just make a lot of sides. But one thing that we do, because my children are a little bit older, I still have a son in high school, but the three older others are older, we started as children as we have pie nights.
Oh, is that Thanksgiving Eve?
That's the night before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Not, when does that party start? I want to stop in. I've always heard you talk about it, and it's just it.
Well, it's one of my favorite things. We have each of the children get, because people come in from out of town. In fact, last night I had a surprise visitor, one of my son's friends from Florida, and people just start appearing, which I absolutely love. So instead of having a meal, I have something that, you know, like Sloppy Joe's or something very traditional. But then when the kids were younger, each of them got to select a pie, their favorite pie, and I would make it. And and then that was like their thing, because again, and then I was also making pies usually for the following day, Thanksgiving. Now I just kind of make a couple. The kids are kind of like, I kind of know their favorites. They're just happy if there's something
to eat.
Oh,
that's really nice.
And their
nice.
Friends show
that.
Up. It's a nice tradition. I heard it from an older woman when I was a young mother, and I've kept it up, and I've really enjoyed it. So that's what we're having tonight. We're just having really just basic types of things. I think I'll have a few surprise guests still coming, and I just want to make sure everybody, you know how it is. Mm-hmm. Everybody has to be fed.
Yeah. Well, I wish I could stop in tonight. I'm actually taking my kids to my sister's house, and then she's taking them off to my mom's. And tonight I was supposed to be at my mom's, but I'm actually going over to WGN Radio, and I have to get some training on the board over there for my job on Friday night, because I'll be all alone.
You're
going to
be
night.
Fabulous.
So I got a lot to learn tonight, so I wish I could stop by for pie night. I've heard you talk about this for quite a few years, and I don't know why I've missed it in the past. Oh, I know why, because I was anchoring on SEAL TV.
There you go.
But that sounds like a really nice thing. Talk about family traditions. My family, we did things a little differently this year. My brother came in from out of town. He's the only one. I'm one of 14. He's the only one that lives out of state. Imagine that. My mom and dad really lucked out. Just got one son out of state, and he's in Florida. So he's in a really good place, so we all can visit him easily.
Yeah.
It's not like he's in Utah, where we're like, nah, we'll see you in about a dozen years. No, we love to go visit Peter. But he came up this past weekend. And he came up for the Bears game. We all felt sorry for him about that one because, well, you know about the Bears. We won't go there.
We won't
next
go there, but at least.
About the Bears. We'll dissect
right.
the Bears next week with Silky D, Dennis McKinnon from the Bears will be on next week's show. But he came up for the Bears game, and we decided to throw a pre-Thanksgiving dinner. Actually, we did the whole entire Thanksgiving meal. It was almost like a dress rehearsal, but even better.
Oh, how wonderful.
Because it was so fresher. And it was so wonderful to see my brother, and we did it on Saturday. So it wasn't even like a Sunday where you're dreading the next day. it wasn't a Friday where it's a rush and you're exhausted. It was a Saturday afternoon at 12 noon. My entire family got together, and I never had so much more fun with my family, and it was just so relaxed, and we just laughed and laughed, and it was so good to see my brother Peter. I only cried once, and I was trying to hide it from everybody because, you know, your brother's...
you're going
to
make me cry right now.
I know. It's like he came
home. What a blessing.
But I felt sorry for him because on Sunday morning he got up and tailgated, which I didn't feel sorry for that. I love tailgating before a game. But he had to go out there Soldier Field in the cold. But at least they won for him. At least they won.
Yes. So, thank goodness, yes.
But I felt sorry for how cold it was. He finally gets to a Bears game and it's freezing. Anyhow, I digress. We're veering off. But that was our little Thanksgiving, our dress rehearsal Thanksgiving, and it was wonderful. So I'm really looking forward to Thanksgiving with my family and having the ravioli. That was the only thing. Ravioli and stuffing. My mom's chestnut stuffing was missing on Saturday because those are big deals. Huge deals. We did have the crab bisque for my brother. But I'm really looking forward to that ravioli and my mom's chestnut stuffing. It really wasn't, you knew something was missing. Is there one dish that you guys have that's unique to your family that if it was missing, you would really be kind of bummed about it? Like, hey, what happened to the Jolly Rancher candy flavored cranberry sauce? I don't know. What's your family?
It's interesting because my father's 100% Polish and my mother's 100% Irish, and so it depended on which side of the family we were on, which would have been missing. On my father's side, who my mother's from Pittsburgh, so we had more family gatherings with my father's family, and it was gwumki, which is Polish for stuffed cabbage, and also there was always the Polish sausage and sauerkraut, which you could have 10 of them right in front of you.
Wait.
And every single one of them was different.
Oh, the stuffed cabbage. I love that.
Yeah,
I
that's all cool. Yeah. And the pierogi.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Bolbecks used to be out
But then
there.
On my
so
mother's side, it was...
It,
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. Pardon me?
Go ahead. Oh, no, there's a delay. That was me just rambling. Just cut me off.
Oh.
You didn't cut me off.
The other thing on my mom's side... It would be more of your Irish stews and your Irish soda breads and your Irish and she was just such a fabulous, fabulous cook on any nationality. But her, Irish specialties were really always just special, and she did them with such joy and with such care. You just could feel the love.
And you came from a pretty big family too, like me. How many siblings?
We were considered, because of when we grew up, families were large, like yours, 14. We were considered a small family. We only had 6 children.
Only 6.
But we were. It seemed like 8 was like the average in my growing up years. And so we were considered small.
Well, you grew up in small town Naperville, which is now a big city. One of the third largest city in Illinois. Isn't that funny?
Right.
How ironic how it's flip town Naperville, and it's like a small town. It truly is like a small town. I was visiting Loaves and Fishes Community Food Pantry yesterday and couldn't believe lines of people. We're going to have Jody Bender on in a little bit to talk about the food pantry, and I'm curious to know how many thousands of turkeys they gave away. Well, maybe it was hundreds. I know they can only do so much, but there's so many food pantries around here, but that's the largest. And I noticed that there's just a ton of people in line and waiting to get in there and shop for their families. This is the time of year where you need that comfort food, and you got to have that turkey, and places
mm-hmm.
like Loaves and Fishes that can provide that for families in need. And just give them that traditional meal. It's so important. They can still...
There's something about that. I mean, but I'd also, for Loaves and Fishes, my mother was on the original board of directors there. And one of the things that I'd love to just put a plug in for Loaves and Fishes is it's wonderful that people are donating for the holidays because it's so important. But don't forget, after January 1st, there's still people who are hungry. So in January, make just as much of an effort. It takes them about a month
Absolutely.
Or 2 months, they say, for people to start getting back in gear. So just keep in mind. The children
Absolutely.
And families are hungry every day.
Absolutely. Speaking of hungry, I am dying for this turkey meal tomorrow night. So do you have any tips for the turkey meal, or what did you want to talk about today, Aunt V?
Well, we can either talk about the turkey. We kind of did touch on that a little bit. If there's any last minute, again, two things, and maybe late, but is make sure your turkey fits in your oven before you pick out what size it is. I think I'd like to focus on what to do. Have you ever had somebody do that? They buy a turkey and it doesn't fit in their oven. It's oh yeah, that, I mean, oh my goodness, yes. Oh yes, because people just figure, it's, and I recommend getting two smaller turkeys than one big one, but they are hard to find. I'd really like to focus on what to do after, you know, what to do with your leftovers. I have a husband that isn't really fond of turkey, so I always have to kind of hide it. And, you know, let's face it, you know, the first leftover meal. Well, no, not hide the whole thing. I'm talking about hide the food afterwards so that he'll eat the turkey meal. And then he's like,
you hide the turkey in the oatmeal cookies. Is that what you do?
And stuff like that, right?
Oh my
exactly.
God.
Well,
Dan.
I make
poor Dan.
Poor Dan. Well, what I do is I shred the meat that's left over. Again, I, you know, of course, there's that first, you know, leftover meal that everybody's like, oh, good, maybe two, that they're like, this is just fabulous. But then they're kind of turkeyed out. And so I take it and I make sure to shred it. You want to make sure you want to keep your turkey meat moist and not let it dry out too much before you store it. Just taking it and mixing it in with the any dressing that you might have left over will keep it moist. Or making broth out of the turkey carcass, you know, the turkey, whatever meat or anything's on there, make a really good broth, and then putting the turkey that you put aside in with it will also keep it very, very moist. And you can just
how do you
do
that? How do you do that?
Making the broth.
How do you do that? Yeah, how do you make
the broth?
You take the whole carcass and dump it in water, or how much water?
Everything. You take everything, put it in find a pot that the turkey will fit in, cover it with water, filtered water is best. Any water, but is filtered water, and just till you just. It is covered, but I mean, it doesn't, you know, just barely has to be covered. Put any kind, and from there, you can just start cooking it slowly. You don't want it to boil real high, but you want to bring it to a boil and then simmer it. And if there's any kind of foam that comes on top, you can scrape it off and put that aside. But if you can add carrots, you can have, you know, like if you have leftover, any kind of leftover vegetables that you're not going to eat anyway, instead of throwing them out, put them in there. You're going to let it simmer at least 1 hour. I usually keep it at a low, just below boiling, just a low simmer for about 1 to 2 hours. Then I just strain it completely out, and you have the best broth you can imagine. It's absolutely delicious,
wow,
and you can use it in. And then to store it, when you store it in small 1 cup or 2 cup containers so that, I mean, you could be making anything. You could be making chili. You can be making a roast. You can be making a chicken. And just putting that in there gives it a special flavoring that enhances the taste of the food.
Wow, fabulous. That sounds good. That sounds so easy to do. All right, well, as always, Aunt Bea, thanks for the tips, especially on Thanksgiving.
You have a great Thanksgiving. I count you as one of my blessings. God bless you, Dolly.
Oh,
have a great day.
Thank you, Aunt Bea. Okay, if you want to know more about Aunt Bea, she does a lot more than just offer foodie tips. She makes meals, and meals that are convenient and easy to pick up or drop off. She drops them off at the train station. The one only in downtown Naperville, though. Sorry, folks. But maybe someday in the future at a train station near you, you could pick up an Aunt Bea meal, right?
That's always a chance.
Check out AuntBea.com. Thanks so much, Veronica. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Molly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show. Get ready, go, Dolly, go, while you're dancing with those pretty blue sweat shoes. Yeah, down the dance floor with those pretty blue sweat shoes. Go, Dolly, go.
Hello. All right, we're back. We're back. I'm so thrilled to have on from Loaves and Fishes Community Food Pantry, based out here in Naperville, serving a lot of the Chicagoland area. I don't know if it's just DuPage County anymore. Jody Bender from Loaves and Fishes joins us this morning. Hey, Jody.
Hey, Dolly. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Boy, it's been a busy time of year for you folks over there, hasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. You know, we're serving at present time more than 1,600 families just for Thanksgiving food alone in the last couple weeks.
Wow. That is no small feat for sure. Holy cow. So I bet it's been nonstop. The door has been, you know, revolving door over there. 1,600 families, amazing. Hey, how many turkeys have you given away? Do you got a number on that? Is it 600?
You know, I don't know. I don't think we had enough turkeys. I don't recall having enough turkeys to go around, but it went pretty close, I think. I think it came to toward the very end of last week. So
wow.
I'd say probably a good 1,500.
Wow. Wow.
It's
that is amazing.
Just been unbelievable,
the amount of food. Do you need more turkey donations over there? Do you need more turkey donations over there? Do you need more turkeys over there?
You know,
what kind of things do you need?
This is our last day for giving out for now. We'll probably need some for the winter holidays, but yeah, it's been pretty crazy.
For Christmas too. So folks, if you're listening,
yeah.
Those of you listening, yes, make those donations. Turkeys. Everybody wants turkey this Thanksgiving and for Christmas and throughout the holiday. It's always, I don't know, whenever there's a turkey, it screams holiday to me. So you can't go the whole holiday season without some turkey in some shape or form, or baked ham or whatever that way. Gosh, going on with Loaves and Fishes, you guys do so much in the community, and you're always in need of fundraising initiatives. It seems that there's always something going on, and it's just never enough. You just keep going and going and going, and what it just means is you're just able to serve more families, give more food away. You do so much more than just giving away food, too. I know we've had you on the show not too long ago, Jody, and we talked about classes you take, support services you give to families. It just goes on and on and on. We are very blessed and thankful for the work that Loaves and Fishes does in our community. Do you serve just DuPage County, or are you beyond that now?
It's all of DuPage County and all of Naperville. So even, you know, there's part of Naperville and Will County, and, of course, those families come to us as well. So it's still all of DuPage and all of Naperville.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a lot of families there. Wow, 1,600 just from your food pantry alone.
Exactly, and that's only since November 11th. That's only the people who got Thanksgiving food, mind you. Not everybody.
Yeah.
I don't think everybody wanted or needed it, but over 1,600 families, and it's been going up. It's probably closer to. It would be. I wouldn't be surprised if we hit 1,700 families by the end of today.
Wow.
Just for holiday food.
Wow, Jody, that's amazing. All right, you know what? I want to talk about there's a company out there. It's called Visioneer, and they're partnering with you. We want to let our listeners know about this unique gift and fundraising initiative. If you live in Naperville, or you live close by, or you know someone lives in Naperville, or you just love the city, there's some great photos out there now online. You can check it out at visionairchicago.com. Or you can go directly to visionairchicago.photoshelter.com. And there's three photos in there so far. One is of our beautiful Millennium Carillon here in downtown Naperville. Then you've got a Chicago skyline. So if you don't want a picture of Naperville, you got the Chicago skyline. And then there's a picture of the Dandelion Fountain on the Naperville Riverwalk. What does all this mean to Loaves and Fishes? Well, Jody, why don't you tell us a little bit more about what that means? And this could make a really special holiday gift, right?
That's what we're thinking, too. We were so excited. Megan McCarthy, who is the proprietor of Visionaire, reached out to us and offered to sell these photos for us on our behalf and share half the proceeds with us. So it's one of those things that allows us to share Naperville. I'm thinking, too, so many ways to use these photos, whether it's in an office setting, if you have a college student who is lonesome for home and wants to see some of these pictures, you know, just in your own home. There are so many ways, but they're all one-of-a-kind special holiday gifts, and they can also be imprinted on things like puzzles, mugs, and aprons. So that's another cool way to have it, the image, without having just a regular photo of it. You can use it in, you know, puzzles, mugs, and aprons. So it's a lot of fun to be able to do that.
Oh, I love the idea of making it into a puzzle, the picture. My son's off at college in Wyoming, 17 hours away.
Oh, my goodness.
They're on there. Oh, my goodness. So I love the idea of the Dandelion Fountain, sending him that as a puzzle, because not like college students have enough to do, but we like to do puzzles in our family. But maybe I'll get him a 100-piece puzzle so it's a little easier for him. But, you know, he grew up walking around that Dandelion Fountain. I used to hold his hand as he walked the perimeter of it, you know, hopefully hoping and teetering on the edge there. He never fell in, thank God. But a lot of great memories around that Dandelion Fountain. And I love this idea of these photos. It's a very unique, fun gift idea. And what could be better? Half the proceeds going to the community food pantry, Wolves and Fishes here. I can't think of a better not-for-profit group of people that screams community like these pictures do than Wolves and Fishes. So really, really cool idea of Mike McCarthy's. And Mike McCarthy, is he a local Naperville resident? I think he is. So
he
that's
is.
Pretty cool, too. Very talented. I was looking at these pictures online yesterday, and I just love them. They're beautiful. He's got to do more of them.
I think he's planning on it. I'm really excited about the possibilities, you know. And the thing about these photos, too, is they're not your typical view. They're aerial views. So the Dandelion Fountain actually looks down on the fountain itself, plus all the benches and shrubs in the perimeter. You can see part of the Riverwalk behind it. It's such a beautiful view. And even with the Carillon is just so stunning and just shows the whole Naperville behind it, and then the Riverwalk, the Chicago, or I should say, the Chicago skyline is just a beautiful view as well. But I particularly love the Dandelion Fountain. That is just such an impressive, you know, shot, because I've never seen it from that perspective. I've always seen it from the ground, you know. But
well,
it's so cute.
Yeah, it's adorable. I see that he took the picture, so I don't know if it was all of them, but the Dandelion one with a drone. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Drones now flying around our city and taking pictures of people. Whoop, watch out. Close those windows.
That's a little bizarre, isn't it?
Isn't that wild that there's a drone that's taking pictures? So, wow, it's pretty interesting. I think that's going to be the hot Christmas gift, not this year, but next year, the drone camera.
I think so. And they're talking about using it for deliveries now in a lot of places, so Amazon and like that, so that's interesting too. But who thought we have drones in Naperville?
I about it. And one of these days, we're going to look up in the sky and we'll be like, is that a bird? Nope, that's a drone. Nope, see the light on the end there? That purple light, that means it's a drone. Everybody duck. But it's really amazing, and the pictures are just incredible. I don't see how he could have gotten that shot in a helicopter. There's just no way. So really cool, unique shots, and all of these photos are available in great gift idea form, like puzzles, mugs, and even aprons. Something for everybody on the list. I think grandma,
can you imagine even aprons? That sounds like
apron,
it was so
yeah.
fun.
My kid's grandma, my mom, she probably would like the skyline shot on an apron. Yeah, splash a little spaghetti sauce on the Willis Tower. Yeah, there we go.
That makes it work, right?
I love how half the proceeds go to Loaves and Fishes, and it's not too expensive. This makes a pretty affordable gift too, and it's good to know that a lot of the half the proceeds will go to Loaves and Fishes. You can check out for more information. You can contact Mike at visionairchicago.com, or you can check out their website visionairchicago.com, or give Mike a call, and the number is 331-444-2278. Like I said, these make great gift ideas, and I can't think of a better organization that really, really works hard for people in the Chicagoland community, serving the people in the Chicagoland community. And I just was overwhelmed with the amount of volunteers you have over there. People
Can you
coming
believe
and
how many volunteers
hard.
We have?
How many do you have now?
You know, last year we had over 1,500 volunteers.
Wow.
So on a day like yesterday, we ended up having three shifts yesterday, And so we would have seen at least 100 volunteers in yesterday, because between the shopping shifts plus all the normal work in the warehouse and retrieving the food and processing it through and the clerical work and everything, we would have definitely seen a good 100 volunteers yesterday alone. You know, the volunteers put in almost 86,000 hours last year. That would have been 41 full-time people. And, you know, we couldn't have afforded that. So the volunteers not only provide a service, you know, that helps us to save money by having volunteers, but they also provide so much heart. They are just, you know, heart and soul. They do so much for our families, and they do it with a smile. And it's just, you know, it's a wonderful thing to make a difference in somebody's life, and it makes a difference in the volunteer's life as well. And we're always looking for more volunteers too. I have to plug for that. We're always looking for volunteers.
Absolutely. Jody, and if people do want to volunteer at Loaves and Fishes, how do they do that? Should they go to your website? Let's throw out your website.
Yeah.
And
if they go to
the
website, which is www.loaves-fishes.org, there's a tab up top that says volunteer. And you follow that page, and there's a link to get started. You sign up online. You get to go to an orientation, which lasts an hour. And then you are officially a volunteer, and you're able to go in and do your schedule online. And once you've had your orientation and set up your times, and it works really well like that. We have lots of volunteer options for shifts. You know, and one way to find out more about that, too, is on Tuesday, which is Giving Tuesday, we're having an open house from 9 until 5. So that will be option for people to be able to come in and see what we do at Loaves and Fishes. So it's going to be a really fun day, and it's going to be a way that people can see what we're doing and, you know, how people get involved. We're even going after school from 3 to 5, we're even going to have some kid-friendly activities.
That would be a lot of fun, too. Bad to say, I've never heard of Giving Tuesday, and I know there's, if I've never heard of it, and I'm out there, you know.
You sure are.
I'm not
you're
under
everywhere.
A rock. Why have I never heard of Giving Tuesday? Is this fairly new?
You know, this is the third year. The first year started kind of quietly on the East Coast. Last year, we raised, I believe, just under $100,000 for Giving Tuesday between matching gifts and so forth. And
Loaves and Fishes?
Yeah. So it's a huge initiative nationwide. It follows the whole idea is you have Black Friday, then you have Cyber Monday, then you have Giving Tuesday, and it's a chance to be philanthropic. There are so many organizations such as ours who are taking donations that day. We happen to have matching grants in the amount of $60,000. So if we get $60,000 in donations, they will be matched, and we would have a total of $120,000 to help families. You know,
it is
huge. And, you know, you can do it in so many ways. You can go online to our website. We have links there. You can come in on Giving Tuesday and bring your donation. There are so many ways to do it, but it's a very cool program. It's a really nice way to kick off the giving season. You know, after we've done all our holiday shopping or, you know, gotten that well underway, you know, it's a nice way to step back and think, okay, I've bought things for people who matter to me and myself, but this is something that's going to be given to my whole community. And it's a special way to support these organizations that do so much throughout the year. And, you know, it's just a nice way to say, we're behind you, and we care about the families you serve. So it's a very cool thing.
Well, I love that. I love the person who came up with this idea, because you're right. There's that Black Friday. There's Cyber Monday. Okay, guys, how about what really matters here is our world around us, people around us here, and remembering them, those in need. Oh, my God, how wonderful. $100,000 last year?
Yeah,
just about.
It was
for our local
amazing.
Food pantry. That is
we
tremendous.
We were so overwhelmed.
That's
Did you know
really
that
fantastic.
We changed our name this year too, Dolly?
You mentioned it last time we were on the air. You came on a few weeks back. So tell us.
Loaves and Fishes Community Services.
Community Services. Because you do more than just give away food.
So much more.
You know,
as you have mentioned, it's just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. You provide, do you provide job search help or at least the resources?
Yes.
I know Community Career Center in Naperville makes a tremendous effort in that area.
what.
Yes, and they work with us. They're our partner on this.
Fantastic.
They provide counselors to us, job search coaches, and that's how we're able to help families. I think there were something like 64 families or 64 individuals since July started working on the program just in this fiscal year, and a large number of them have gotten jobs already. You know, between the coaching and learning how to do the resume, learning how to interview, how to search for a job, you know, that's huge, especially
mm-hmm.
right now
mm-hmm.
when, you know, jobs can be in short supply.
Right. And you know what I love about Loaves and Fishes, Jody, is that if you do lose your job, the first thing that you think of, besides, you know, paying the bills, is food for your family and your children. So you get over to Loaves and Fishes, as everybody knows about Loaves and Fishes, but a lot of these folks don't know the other services and opportunities that are available to them to help them out in need, and that's what Loaves and Fishes do. So Loaves and Fishes, say it again, the title, because it's so apropos for now, what's going on in the world. You guys continue to not only feed those in need, but give them some help to get other areas of getting to other. What am I trying to say here, Jody? Help me out here. Give them support in other areas, not just with feeding their family.
Exactly. Food helps. Food, of course, is the most basic need, but we also provide services to get families on their feet. So whether it's learning ESL with College of DuPage or having People's Resource Center come in and do the Microsoft Office classes to get people proficient in that and employable, we help with signing up for public benefits, including the Affordable Care Act. We do all kinds of things like basic money management classes. All My Money is a 6-part Saturday class. You know, we have mental health counseling through Samaritan Interfaith. We have about a dozen programs all together that we have partners with, and these partners bring their programs on site because it helps them connect to people who need their help, so the people they're trying to reach, and it helps our families not to have to go all over the county to be able to get different types of help. So it's
yeah.
huge. You know, it's,
yeah,
it's,
and then at least letting them know what's available. And what's available, because I'm sure they are not even aware of, you know, programs that are out there that could help their children or even improve their job skills and whatnot.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's tremendous. Loaves and Fishes, community food. We've been talking to Jody Bender with Loaves and Fishes, and we really appreciate your time, Jody. You know who I was just talking to before you was Veronica Porter.
Veronica's wonderful.
Oh, she's a doll. So ask Aunt V. That's her new business, and we've been having her on the show the last few weeks, and she's been wonderful. But her mother was actually one of the original members of the board at Loaves and Fishes when it first
exactly.
started.
I was just going to mention that when you brought Veronica up, I was going to mention her mom was one of the original board members. So back in the day, you know, that's why Veronica likes to be connected too, because it's part of her legacy. You know, she grew up with her mom doing this. You know,
yeah.
it's just
I think
one
that's
of those
pretty
things.
Neat to have her on, and then you.
I thought that was terrific.
On,
it just
you.
Made me smile, and
yeah.
she had so many great holiday stories with how, you know, the turkeys and everything, and
yeah.
how to deal
well,
with
speaking
them.
Of smiling, you make a lot of people smile, and I'm sure there was a lot of people at Loaves and Fishes over the last few weeks smiling ear to ear because you just made their holidays brighter. Thanks to all of those volunteers at Loaves and Fishes for all you do. Keep up the good work, Jody. Thank you very much,
Dolly,
for coming
thank
out.
You for keeping everything out there for us and keep getting all that good information and for your smile, because you really make a difference out there. You connect so many people with so many good things, whether it's entertainment or charities or places to go, and you know, you do it so, with such a kind heart, and we all love you for it. You're among
oh,
my blessings too.
Likewise. Oh, you're gonna make me cry now. Well, that's what this show is all about. Really, that's really what it's all about, and it's been the driving force, and this is kind of how it morphed almost immediately. You know, we need a voice out in the Chicagoland area that directly promotes and supports non-for-profits, and I love that. A mother of 14 kids, a good Catholic lady who started the food pantry over at St. Ferdinand on the northwest side of Chicago, and we would volunteer and work that food pantry. We'd be giving out government butter and cheese, and she instilled that in me. And although I'm not I don't do exactly what she did. I do it in my own way with this show, and I'm just so glad that this can be a vehicle to promote all the good things that these not-for-profits like yourself are doing in our community, and just keep them alive, keep spreading the word. And that's what I that's why I just love doing this show, because you guys need all the support you can get, and getting the word out, and that's what I'm here for. So if you anytime you want to be on the show again, Jody, we can't talk enough about Loaves and Fishes and any of those other groups out there. Any non-for-profit that wants to come on the show, I'm always glad to have them on there on here as well. So again, Jody, thank you for your support. Thank you for your kind words. You're so sweet. I'm so thankful for you and Loaves and Fishes. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and all of your family, Dolly.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manel Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression-free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, that's right. It's here. It's Dolly. I'm here. Dolly McCarthy Show. You got the right station, folks. Oh, my goodness. Love and Money. You guys crack me up. Thank you for those little songs you sent and the funny little Molly McDarthy Show twisting of my name. They're hilarious. I love those guys. Love and Money. Speaking of Love and Money, they're going to be playing. It's a local band based out here in Naperville, but they play all around the Chicagoland area. And they're going to be playing at Potter's Place, Under the Heated Tent. On Thanksgiving weekend, Friday and Saturday at Potter's. Check them out. Check them out online. Love and Money. And say hello to Scott D. Sherry for me. All right. He's a man. He writes a lot of these tunes that you hear on the show too. So shout out to Scott so much. Okay. The other thing I want to let you guys know before we bring up my next guest, who you're going to love, because I'm already in love with his music. So tune in for this. Don't go away. Quick announcement. There's going to be a holiday karaoke fundraiser. Did I say karaoke? Oh, my goodness. I love karaoke. I'm like the karaoke queen here. Get me to a karaoke place, and I'm happy. In Naperville, at the VFW Hall, that's Sunday, December 6th. And the best thing about it, it's a fundraiser for Make-A-Wish. The food is going to be catered by one of the sponsors of the show, Bricconi's. And all the fun starts at 6. Karaoke starts at 6:30. You better get there early because I'm going to have a list of 10 songs already on that list. I'm going to become the karaoke hog for that evening. Yeah, I'm just kidding. But I am kind of a hog. If no one's going up there, I'm going to just keep singing. Somebody shut me up. Okay, come on out to the Holiday Karaoke Fundraiser at the Naperville VFW Hall. I've gone like 2 years in a row now. It is a blast. So come join me. They have raffle items, and it's a great fundraiser for Make-A-Wish. Okay, that's December 6th at 6 o'clock. Don't put it on your calendar. Don't forget. Love to see you there. Okay, one other thing. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of Tri-City Family Services' 6th annual Snowflake Shuffle 5K Run and Walk. This all takes place in Geneva at the Mill Creek Golf Club and Subdivision. It's an adorable, what am I saying? It's not really that adorable. It's a really nice club out there. What I will say is there are adorable ladies in there, and I shouldn't say this, but, okay, seniors. I was going to say adorable little old ladies, but they are. I'll call it what it is. And they work for days
baking homemade Christmas cookies. Okay, and so you go into this run. You do the run with Santa. I'm going to bring my four daughters. My son's away at college, but we're going to do the run. I get to kick it off with the mayor of Geneva, my friend Kevin Burns. And then afterwards, the best part, after you burn all those calories, you go back in this adorable clubhouse around these adorable little old ladies, and they have all these homemade cookies. It is huge, people. You've never seen homemade cookies, a homemade cookie buffet like this before. I just couldn't get over it. And I know people will laugh at that, but that's a rarity to find that, a homemade cookie buffet like that. And they're all delicious, fresh-baked. People dress up for this 5K run walk. There's people dressed as reindeers. There's Santa Claus outfits. There's elves. It's really fun for the kids to come out and see this and dress up. And there's going to be awards as well. So put on your holiday costume, lace up those sneakers, and bundle up and join me, my listeners of the Dolly McCarthy Show and Tri-City Family Services and the entire community for the 6th annual Snowflake Shuffle 5K Run and Walk. And like I said, this is a holiday-inspired event for the whole family to enjoy. Even Santa Claus will be there. And last year they had about 800 participants, runners, walkers, and family. So they expect a big turnout this year. Basically, this race continues to increase awareness of Tri-City Family Services' mission. They've been on this show many times. They work really hard to provide affordable, compassionate counseling and mental health services to teens, families, and community members across all ages and income levels. So come on out and run for Tri-City Family Services. The Dolly McCarthy Show is so proud to be a sponsor of this event. I really hope I see you all there. Really do. All right, without further ado, let me play a little bit of my next guest song. Just found out about this guy. He's been all over, you know, exploding all over Chicagoland and back and forth between Chicago and Nashville. And I was sent his music just a few weeks ago, and I thought, wow, I got to have this guy on my show. I love country music. He's not all country, but he's got a little sound to it that I just love. And let me play a little bit of his music, and we're going to bring John Scott over.
Trying, but I guess we die a little every day. I gotta get back to living. I'm tired of hating everything, but my mind's been lying about old and everything.
My guest today, we're John. Are you there?
I'm here. Hello, Dolly.
Hey, John. Hey there. It's good to have you on the show. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Loving your music. Loving the sound. It is. It sounds a little like, it sounds a little country, some of your stuff. Are you, let me first point out to everybody listening, too, first and foremost, this guy is a local guy. I know the show can be heard anywhere because it's not only on radio stations but on the internet. So if you're not from the Chicagoland area, you're not local. But, you know, a lot of folks here from Chicago are listening. And I just love the fact that you're a local guy and you have just tremendous talent. You're from Sandwich, Illinois?
I am. Little old Sandwich, yep.
And where do you perform mostly? Throughout Chicago, and where else are you performing?
Yeah, you know, first of all, thanks a lot for listening to the music and the kind words. I appreciate that. But yeah, I do a lot of monthly events, you know, in St. Charles, Geneva, Aurora, all over. And a lot of times I'll head down to Nashville to do a couple of weeks, St. Louis, California. You know, I try to chase the good weather as best I can, but it's kind of hard in the Midwest. So, yeah, I do a lot of great places like McNally's and Fiora's and Geneva and Even Flow in Geneva. So I get around quite a bit. Usually 2 to 3 times a week I'm performing somewhere.
Well, you know, when I mentioned that you're going to be on the show, people have said, Dolly, you've never heard of John. Come on. And so I noticed when I looked at your website, you've worked with a lot of top industry musicians and Grammy-winning folks that have worked with Kid Rock, Gary Allen, love Gary Allen, you know, Kenny Chesney. I mean, you've really worked with a lot of famous people in the business. And what about that has evolved and helped your music along since you're now working with all these top industry musicians?
Well, it's a good question because, I mean, as a philosophy, I didn't have several years ago, but kind of a newer philosophy for my music, and this I tell a lot of all younger guys that are getting into it, guys and gals, that is, that don't stick where you feel you're the best at what you do. And I guess you can apply this to anything, but of course music is what I do. But go to a place where maybe you're the worst, and that's where you're going to learn. And people are going to influence to stretch out what you do and pull you in the right direction, hopefully. And I've been really fortunate and blessed to end up, you know, be it dumb luck or effort or everything involved, to be at the right place at the right time to meet some of these people. And it was really humbling, you know, to find out that, oh, you know, I'm not quite as good as I thought I was, but I didn't let that deter what I was doing or trying to accomplish. And really that's just to kind of to master my craft, to get the best out of myself that I can at what I love to do, and that's performing, writing music. So that would definitely be how that it's influenced me the most, is people that have done that. They're playing on that level, that that they've mastered what they do, and to learn from them.
I love what you said about, you know, just breaking out of your comfort zone, because you feel like, wow, I'm pretty darn good. But then you go around people that are that have worked with those artists like a Kenny Chesney, and those are the ones that really will make you stretch and work harder. How did you get into music? And let me first ask you, how many years have you been working in? How old are you, John? I don't even know. How many years have you been working this? And tell us how you got into music.
Sure. Well, I'm 32. I started writing songs when I was 11. I think I got my first guitar when I was 6. And,
wow.
You know, I came from a religious background. We were in church 3 times a week. And both my parents were kind of musically inclined. They both sang in the choir. My dad played guitar and trumpet. My mom played flute. And just my extended family, whenever we would get together around the holidays, it was everybody brought a guitar or some sort of instrument or a song or a voice or all of the above. So I was just always been around it. And, you know, songwriting was just, we moved around quite a bit when I was younger. So, you know, this might come as a surprise to a lot of my friends, people that know me, but I was a lot more introverted when I was younger. So I found songwriting is a great way to communicate things that were on my mind that maybe I wasn't comfortable saying out loud. So that's kind of how I got into it. And I did my first album in 2006. In Chicago and at Rex Rock Studios, and that kind of opened the door to get going. You know, once I did that first album, it opened the doors for me to start performing out more and get a band together, and so really that's when I really got started.
So you're playing regularly in Chicago. What's your favorite place to play in Chicago? Where can we find you mostly at? Even if you don't have a gig, can you, is there a place you go to and just kind of pick up your guitar and play? And I just love that
guitar, by the way, how you play it. There's some great photos of you. I posted it on Facebook. It's you and the guitar.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, we've been working with Taylor Guitars. Around the same time I did my first album, I bought my first Taylor guitar, and it's stayed really true. The wood and the neck and everything stayed true on it. So I've been kind of loyal to that brand, and they gave me a brand new one to play in the studio down in Nashville. But in reference to your question, I hate to specify a favorite venue because I play it so many, and I'm so thankful to have to do what I do full time. And I feel like
you don't
I'm
have
being,
to say.
Yeah, but no, I love the atmosphere of pubs. I lived in Ireland for a little while, so I always enjoy playing at Irish pubs and things with a cozy, comfortable vibe to them where, there might be a couple hundred people in the room, but it feels as though we're all in it together, sitting next to the fire playing some folk songs type feeling.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about your music specifically. I said it sounded a little country. What can you describe your music?
Yeah, sure. Well, the first album I did, it's all singer-songwriter, folk-based, but, I learned that whoever you work with in production, you're going to end up sounding, or being very influenced by their musical backgrounds. So all the albums I've done have been a little bit different. But this latest one, of course, I did it in Nashville, and I co-produced. And I've really been getting into, Americana music kind of covers a broad spectrum of music. But I love the songwriting of country music and the slick production. I love the gutsy, rootsy rock and folk. So I was trying to combine a lot of that. So, Americana kind of covers what I'm doing, but it definitely we're leaning towards bluegrass and country on some of these new songs with the fiddle, the harmony vocals. And
so Americana, would you say it's a little country without that twang?
Yeah. I don't sing with an accent, I guess. My vocals are actually a little more rock, soul-based, so... it's kind of a cool little combination we got, I think.
Mm-hmm. Now, your upcoming album, tell us a little bit about that and how many songs are on there and where we can get those from iTunes, is that right?
As of next Tuesday, they'll be on iTunes, CD Baby, and on my website. We're just doing a digital release to start, and then eventually I'll do press an album. But it's just three songs. My plan was to do a full album, but everyone I spoke to said, people aren't buying full albums as much as they used to. So they said, you're smarter off doing one or two songs. And so that, I went down to Nashville to do two songs. We ended up doing three. So, we'll see how it goes. But my plan is to release these three in the spring. I'd like to go out to Los Angeles and do three more. And then in the summer, come back to Chicago and do three more songs. Because those are all the places that I've thus far worked. I worked in Nashville when I was younger. I got taken out of school to go do some songs with a record label. And, of course, in 2011, I did an album in Los Angeles and then 2006 in Chicago. So that's kind of my plan right now.
Okay. So the three songs, we just played one, Ordinary Lies, which I love. There's The Counterfeit Soul, and then Keep Believing, right? So those three you're just releasing. And I guess, you got a music video coming out too, right? Is that coming out pretty soon?
Yeah. That should
pretty
be
exciting.
Out
How did that go?
Actually, it went great. One of my good friends and a guy I've worked on my last two videos with, Andrew Young, he actually went to Nashville with me when I went down there, him and a photographer, my other friend, Wally Kilberg. And Andrew, we work great together creatively. We're always on the same page. And so they were with me in the studio for 4 days. We were all basically living together, up at 5 a.m. and back to bed, maybe 1 a.m. So it was just this crazy effort to get the songs recorded and to get this video shot in Nashville, in and out of the studio. So I'm incredibly excited about getting this video out, and the songs, of course, but we worked really hard. A lot of people in Nashville helped us out. And so this is the biggest production where we had actors and several different locations. So this is definitely the biggest effort that I put forth to get a video and songs out.
Well, it sounds really exciting for you, John. And I was told that you recorded all this. You're being so modest. You recorded all of this at the Reba McEntire Starstruck Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. How exciting. Was Reba around to see this? Is she hanging around the studios at all? Have you met her?
She does. I didn't get to meet her, but she's in and out of there all the time. We did get to meet Blake Shelton. I was actually scheduled to record on Saturday, and I got a phone call that we had got bumped back a day, and I was kind of mad at first. And they're like, yeah, Blake Shelton's coming through. But it all worked out. It was really cool because they were kind enough. They just took the control room, which is separate from the studio room or the live room. So we got to go in free of charge and go over our songs on that Saturday while they used the control room. So it was cool that we got to see and meet those guys. But also we got a free rehearsal day, which ended up working out great for the effort. A lot of camaraderie with the musicians. The studio was totally unbelievable. It's one of those moments in your life where you just feel unworthy, it was a real blessing, and I still can't believe it all happened.
Wow. And how about unbelievable? How does this make you feel that you're going to be, that you were invited to sing at the world famous Bluebird Cafe? I heard you're going to be there on Sunday, March 1st. Is that right? In Nashville?
Yeah, that's the plan. We're going to do an official song release or EP release party there. It's pretty cool. I've played there twice as a solo act, and I really underestimated how intimidating that place is my first time playing there. I tell people I kind of had an out-of-body experience where I was telling myself to shut up and just play the song, but I kept rambling. But it went all right, and the second time went a lot better. I was a lot less nervous, but, I learned my lesson.
I'm really
going to do a full
exciting
band show. Yeah, I can't wait for that.
And how about locally? You got anything coming up locally that people could come to?
Sure.
Your music?
Let's see. This Friday, it's quite a bit north, Lovell's. But then Saturday, we're at Mike and Denise's. I'm actually playing with my good buddy, Marco Saporito. He'll be with me on guitar. And
it's Mike and Denise's. Where's Mike and Denise's?
There's one in Yorkville and one in Aurora, and we'll be at the one in Aurora.
That's really close to Naperville. A lot of listeners here on the show are from Naperville, so that's really close, folks. Not far at all. You can pop in there and see John perform there at Mike and Denise's. Never heard of that place. I have to check it out. And I heard you're performing for a group that is near and dear to my heart. The Publicity Club of Chicago. Oh, my goodness. When I was starting out as a journalist, I applied for a scholarship with them, and I got it. I beat out like 1,200 applicants, something like that. And they had this luncheon for me at the 95th, the John Hancock at the 95th. Oh, my goodness. Talk about the who's who and whatnot of Chicago. So you're performing with the Publicity Club of Chicago, and that's Wednesday, December 3rd. Is that open to the public?
It's not. I mean, it's open in the regard that you can buy tickets to it.
Okay.
And I'm sure you can find that on the PCC's website. But, yeah, that's Maggiano's downtown. And I've done that actually the last 2 or 3 years. And just get along with them great. It's a cool event. I always enjoy listening to the speakers and playing a few songs. And I'll be in at Fiora's the following Friday on December 5th in Geneva. Then down to St. Louis at the Chase Park Plaza the weekend after. So, yeah,
wow.
Then it gets real crazy.
You're pretty busy. So how do you manage your musical career and your personal life?
I'm married, and my wife's been incredibly supportive. I mean, I lived in Ireland for a while. I lived out in Los Angeles for almost a year. And I've been with the same girl through all that. And, aww. You know, I guess it's just about, you know, I don't mean to be too general here, but just communication and being honest with where everything is. And then I just find, you know, I can sense when I've been gone a little too long and it, you know, but when I get home, it really makes me appreciate what I have and where I'm from. You know, so during the week, a lot of times when I'm not touring, I'm home working on my music, updating, but you know, it's a never ending task, but I just make sure, when it's time to have downtime and spend time together, you know, I set everything else aside, you know, and get my mind off the best I can. So seems to work out.
Well, she probably keeps you grounded and says, "Hey, John, it's your turn to do the bathroom." So
you
need that in your life. You need the balance.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I love it. John, I love that you're from Chicago, and a lot of my listeners are obviously Chicagoland listeners. And so we want to support the local guy, and your music is really, really good. So keep at it, keep writing, and stay in touch with the show. We'd love to have you on again. I'm going to play tell me about this song I'm going to play. It's called, let me make sure I have it up here. Where did I put, Keep Believing. Tell me a little bit about Keep Believing. You wrote that. Tell us
You know, creatively, a lot of, you know, some of your best stuff, I guess, comes at your lowest points. But over the last couple of years, we had a lot of health issues in my family. My dad went through 3 open heart surgeries. And I you know, that kind of affected everything because we were all kind of supporting and had to set things aside. And at one point, you know, I guess I was having one of those moments where you're feeling sorry for yourself and everybody else involved. And it's like you just look up and say, you know, come on. And a truck passed me at an intersection, and on the side of it said, help is on the way. And I don't know, you know, I've never seen a truck with that on the side, but it just happened to catch my eye. And just the thought came to me, just keep believing, you know, whether it's your music or in the good of life, it's hard to see sometimes. And, you know, so that's where the song came from. And the first line off the tune is, count your blessings, don't worry them away. And, you know, after I wrote that, the rest of the song kind of came easy.
That's what we love about you, John. You're writing about what all of us go through and about your, a lot of people go through this, but then you write about your own personal life. I think people just love that and they appreciate that. And I think we're going to be hearing a lot more from John Conover for years to come. We wish you all the best. You're a Chicago guy. Okay, I got to ask you, you know, on this show we talk about my sports. I love the Cubs, but I'm still a Sox fan. Love my Bears, love my Blackhawks. Are you a big Chicago sports fan?
I get asked that all the time. And these days it's hard to keep up. I mean, and I got
to
say I'm with you on the – I love the Cubs, but at the same time, you know, Frank Thomas was my guy growing up. And he just got inducted to the Hall of Fame not too long ago. So I do lean towards the Sox a little bit more.
Okay, well, how about one more? Okay, when you're back home – and you're not touring, what pizza do you go for? People love these questions when I ask them. People from Chicago, they have their places, but they do appreciate when you throw something new out there. You know, I love the Wiener Circle, and I love, oh, my goodness, my favorite hot dog stand in the name. I can't even think of it. This happens to me. This happens once in a while. It'll come to me. The one where they put the fries on the hot dog. Where are my kids? They're home from school today. Where are they? Help me out, kids. I go on River Road. Gene and Jude's. That's it. Gene and Jude's is my absolute favorite hot dog stand. So,
there you
John Conover, where's your favorite hot dog and pizza? We got to ask you.
You know, there is this. Yeah, I guess my favorite hot dog is got to be at a Cubs game for whatever reason. It just tastes so good. But there's a little place in a little town called Salmonok, west of Sandwich. It's even smaller than Sandwich. And there's this pizza place called Uncle Milty's. And it's all handmade crust, yada, yada, yada. And for whatever reason, that's some of the best pizza I've ever had. So there you go. I'm sure that's new on everybody's radar.
Hey, Is there a wish list? Like, I know a lot of, I've had a lot of artists like yourself on here. Some not as talented as you are. I won't say names. But, you know, I know a lot of them have dreams of playing or singing at Wrigley Field. Like, when I say, what's a venue you haven't played yet? What's your dream place to play? A lot of them say Wrigley Field. Have you played or sung at Wrigley Field yet?
I haven't. That's actually a good one. But I think Chicago Theater. There's a lot of history there. The vibe at Chicago Theater and the sound, that's always kind of been my spot that I really want to do. I want to headline there one day.
Well, I'm sure that will happen. I'm sure that will happen, John. Well, I wish the best to you, and good luck with your new album. And these are great songs. And we're going to play Keep Believin' in just a moment. But, you know, if you want to know more about John, why don't you throw out your website and how people can get a hold of you or hear your music? I know you're on Twitter and Facebook.
Sure. Yeah, the easiest way is just my name, JonConover. If you just Google that, you'll find my website and my Facebook page. I stay up to date on that and Twitter. I post all my show dates on website, Facebook. And please check out the videos and keep an eye out next week for the release of the songs and the new music video for Keep Believing.
Yes, and he's on YouTube, so you can check out those things there. I'm going to watch for that new music video, and we'll post it on – is it okay if we post it on the Dolly McCarthy Show page so our listeners can see that?
Oh, absolutely. That would be
enjoy
great.
It there.
You
John,
got
it's
it.
So great to have – it's been wonderful. Have a happy Thanksgiving with your family. Are you back in Chicago for Thanksgiving?
I am. Yep. I get
or
Thursday off.
Area.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Back to work Friday and Saturday. But thank you very much, Dolly. You have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Say hello to my friends at the Publicity Club of Chicago. Congratulations to you. Keep up the good
I
work.
I will. God bless. I appreciate it.
This is Keep Believin' by John Conover. Check him out on YouTube as well as iTunes. Download the music. There's a website, johnconover.com. And here is his song, Keep Believin'.
Count your blessings. Don't worry them away. When life quits giving, start taking what you say. Oh, nostalgia can be the gatehouse to the grave. If you lose your path, don't get blinded by the shame. I hear your voice softly and honestly. Keep believing, I have a choice. Dog paddling in a pool, heading down the storm.
home laying face up on my back. Can't find out what you need until you find out what you lack. I hear your voice softly and honestly. Keep leading. I have a choice. Simply, sincerely. Keep leading. I hear your voice.
The very talented John Conover, singer, songwriter, musician. We were so glad to have him on the show today. Count your blessings, folks. And on that note, we're going to end the show. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. If you already have, share it with your friends. We appreciate it. Spread the good news. And follow us on Twitter at Good Dolly Show. Everybody, have a happy, happy Thanksgiving. I'm so blessed and thankful for all of you, all of my listeners, and my guests, too, that come on the show. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I feel nice. That sugar is fine.